I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A slight chance of rain early today. We'll see a cloudy sky otherwise and a high near 41. Illinois has suspended another tax credit agreement with a health technology company that faces fraud allegations. The Chicago Tribune reports Outcome Health received roughly $1.3 million in tax credits through a 2013 agreement that was signed under then-Governor Pat Quinn. Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity spokeswoman Jacqueline Reinecke says the agreement has been suspended because of the Chicago-based company's legal troubles. Top investors sued that company in November. Investors included units of Goldman Sachs and a fund that businessman and governor candidate J.B. Pritzker helped start. The newspaper reports investors filed court documents showing they received federal subpoenas. Illinois previously suspended a 2016 agreement under Governor Bruce Rauner's administration. It was worth roughly $6 million over a decade. Outcome Health officials say they remain committed to improving health care outcomes for patients. A group of Illinois lawmakers will take a look at the state's role in exploring cyber currency and blockchain technology. Jenna Dooley has more.
The value of the digital currency Bitcoin has been volatile during its existence so far, but its blockchain backbone could have other uses for the state. Blockchains are encrypted ledgers of transactions that can be shared. State Representative Mike Zaleski will chair a new cryptocurrency subcommittee.
So regardless of how much Bitcoin's trading for, we can really use the technology that Bitcoin has provided to make government more efficient.
Zaleski says that could include sharing real estate and healthcare information more easily and securely.
It'd be great if people could control their own health records and not have to worry about documents going from point A to point B. If everyone just had access and you gave clearance to who could look at your health records online in a very safe and secure way.
Zaleski says the committee will develop some proposals in the next few months to present to the General Assembly. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is urging the public to make sure they're not holding any pending recalls on their vehicles. The IEPA and the National Safety Council are launching the Check to Protect campaign. Agency spokesperson Kim Biggs says they want drivers to take advantage of its checktoprotect.org website.
It's a very user-friendly website. You simply enter the vehicle's VIN number, and it will let you know if there are any open recalls on that vehicle.
It's estimated, rather, that one out of four cars on the road today in Illinois has an open recall, which a local dealership can fix for free. That website is checktoprotect.org. We're going to see the chance for rain, at least through the morning hours, otherwise a cloudy sky today, high around 41 degrees. Cloudy with some patchy fog overnight, low 28. I'm Jennifer Fuller.